Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Erica with me from First American, and she's going to talk to you about the home warranty situation, which is awesome. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Erica, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You had a little drive this morning.
I did. Not too bad. Coming in from Midland, so not too far, just a couple hours. But
Jeremy, I did notice one thing on her car that was a little disturbing. No, it's worse. Worse. Oklahoma.
Oh.
Sooners. Yeah, baby.
Okay. I'm afraid what's going to happen when Texas and OU play. Yeah. It's going to be.
Boomer Sooner all the way.
You know. But hey, seriously, thank you for driving all the way down here.
Thank you.
First, I'm going to start out with bragging on you. And you know, I use home warranties on everything. I'm a 100% believer, especially in West Texas with our water and the atmosphere and everything, just stuff breaking. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not a fan of tankless water heaters, by the way. If y'all have one, I'm just going to tell you right now, they didn't have it. Had an older couple, nice as could be, broke. Nobody could fix it here. They went and got a new water heater, and it was like $1,000. I called Erica. I said, Erica, it's a bad deal. And what did you do?
Well, I had you send me the invoice, and it was covered under our contract, so we took care of it.
And I'm going to tell you, home warranties, this is important to remember, too. If you don't go through the right process, they're not really obligated to cover you.
Right.
And you stood up to the plate, and those people I know appreciate it. I certainly appreciated it.
Right.
Because it was over $1,000.
Well, and I will say this. It was the right thing to do. There are certain processes that need to be followed in order for, if you go outside the warranty company, for it to be covered. But if you've gone through the processes, placed the claim, and you know certain circumstances have happened, if you involve me, I'll do the best that I can to make it right. And First American usually does step up to the plate to make it right. So.
And y'all been around here for a long, long time.
We have been in the home warranty business for 30 years. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. We are nationwide. We're definitely not new to Texas. We are also TREC approved, which is very important in choosing a home warranty company, which means that we have the stability and the financial backing that we will be around for a very long time.
And TREC is the Texas Real Estate Commission.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Scott.
They govern us. They govern our inspectors.
Yes.
And it's for the public. They make sure that the people do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And so for you to get under their good graces is a big thing.
And it's important in choosing a home warranty company to make sure that the provider that you're choosing is licensed through them. That way you know that they've done their due diligence in making sure that they're a reputable company.
Well, what we always do is we ask people to email us stuff or send us questions. And one of them, and that's one reason I wanted to have you on the show and talk a little bit, is, well, Scott, you keep talking about this warranty. I already have State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't the same thing.
No, it's not. Homeowner's insurance is separate from home warranty insurance. The main difference, the easiest way for me to explain a difference is if your water heater explodes, home warranties cover your water heater, and then your homeowner's insurance would cover the damage that it caused. Home warranties do not cover secondary damage, and that is something that is a homeowner's insurance claim. So, we cover the operating systems. That's just the easiest way for me to explain the difference between the two.
Now, this is just a question. I'm getting putting you on the spot on the air.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it. My fiance just bought, we bought the cookie store here. Mm-hmm. Cookies by Design. I think y'all have one in Midland too, don't you?
We do.
And a cool little thing. Guess what happened this weekend? The hot water heater blew up in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to get some coverage for commercial type properties?
Home warranties do not cover commercial.
But thus, that's why they're called home warranties.
Right. Is the only thing that we don't cover is commercial. We cover just residential. And they're for everybody. A lot of people think you have to be going through a closing transaction. You do not. You know, always recommend to get one when you are purchasing a property. But if you've lived in your home 10, 15, 20 years, whatever it may be, they are for everyone. We cover condos, mobile homes, single family residence, townhomes, multiple family residences. And like I said, the only thing we don't is commercial. Even if it's a home and you're using it as a business, it is still deemed commercial and cannot have a home warranty.
Now, did I catch it? You said like duplexes, quadruplexes?
Yes.
What's the max units?
The max units is 4.
Okay, so a quadruplex would be the biggest one.
Yes.
Which is for a lot of investors out there.
Right.
And folks, I'm going to tell you this. This was with home. This is actually even before Erica. This is a long, long time ago. It was First American. Had a rent house. And it was not necessarily a very nice rent house, I will admit it. But we looked it up, and then they checked it. And this was, we kept it for 2 years. They spent over $19,000 on that house.
Wow.
that's a lot of money on one little house.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is.
So you can tell you we were in a good house, but they backed everything. They did it. Now, and my question back then, I said, how do y'all stay in business?
Well, we have, that's, I get that question a lot because, you know, it's not too expensive to have a home warranty. There's a plan for everybody, regardless what company it is that you have. Our particular, speaking just for, you know, within First American, we have agreed rates with our vendors. We have contracts with Carrier for AC units, contract with Sears for the appliances. So we are a nationwide company with nationwide buying power. So we have we buy a lot of quantity. So we get everything at wholesale pricing. So we aren't paying retail for these repairs. So that's pretty much how, you know, we stay in business. Our contractors have agreed pricing with us. That's worked out within the home warranty. And then all of the materials that we get are at wholesale, which is a lot cheaper than retail.
That was a perfect answer. Walmart, how do you think they sell stuff so cheap?
Right.
They do the same thing. They have to buy in bulk.
Right.
Perfect.
So, and with us being in business for 30 years, we've developed, you know, a good relationship with these bigger organizations where we can get nice product for wholesale pricing.
Okay. So. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you buy a house through Scott Austin Real Estate with any of my agents, we will ask you to sign off if you don't take one in big bold letters that you're not going to take it. And I will tell you why. It's this important. And I still think West Texas people are great people. We don't mean for anything to go wrong. But let's say, you know, nowadays it's taken us 30, 45 days to close a house. Mm-hmm. People already found the other house or getting moved. Well, they haven't used the washer or they haven't used their dishwasher. Or they haven't done this in 20 days. You know, those little gaskets get all dry. Something happens. They move out. And the new home buyer just spent all his money for his down payment, all his closing costs. And he calls and he says, Scott, we just bought this house from you and our hot water heater just quit. We haven't even lived here a week. Or even worse, in the summer when it was so hot, our air conditioner just went out. And I would go, you know, before, and this is years and years and years ago, I'd say, folks, I'm sorry. I mean, you did your inspections, blah, blah, blah. Now it's so cool. They'll say, okay, which warranty company do you have? There should be an 800 number. Call that number, and, you know, and what's the service fee?
It depends on what warranty company you have. With First American, ours is $60 per trade.
So it's going to cost you $60. And even if you need a new air conditioner, because it's going to happen. And here's the different responses I've gotten. One is, well, I didn't know about that. I'll pull the file, and that's one reason I said, well, sir, you're just saying you did not want it. Oh, I heard the other one. I told my wife we should have bought that. And the other one is, well, you know, so the other, oh, yeah, I forgot we got it. Great. And they're all happy.
Right.
So, and I'm going to be honest, it protects me, and it protects my buyer or my seller, whoever I'm representing.
Right.
Because it's that important. Because we're not usually talking. If you got that warranty, it's usually not a couple of $100. It's usually $5,000, $6,000, especially on the AC.
Well, and with Freon cost on the rise, it's important to know with the warranty company that you choose. First American, we don't have a dollar limit on what we cover for Freon cost.
Talk about that a little bit, because that's a recapture deal. That's a huge deal now.
Freon right now, get a little boring on you. The EPA, you know, mandates everybody, and Freon about, what was it, 4 years ago, is no longer being made. And so supply and demand, what happens with supply and demand, the price goes up. So we still have the capability to get Freon, but it's expensive. So if your unit is low on Freon, if you're paying this yourself and you call a contractor, what I'm hearing is anywhere from $60 to $100 per pound for Freon. And if you have a First American home warranty, we cover the cost of Freon in its entirety. So if we're recharging your unit with Freon, it would just be the $60 copay. So, and we don't have a limit on the pound. We can put in as many pounds as your unit needs. Plus, we don't have a limit on what we pay. So it's important when selecting a home warranty that you do. We all have limitations, and we all have.
Right.
But it's very important to know when choosing a home warranty what those are. So to make sure that you're choosing the right home warranty for you that fits your needs.
And let's talk a little bit about the different plans. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know the basic one starts at $300-something.
Yeah, $375 is for homeowners going through a closing transaction. So that's the one where that's for your buyer that is under contract that's going to the closing table. That is our first year rate is $375 for your basic. And that's for a single family residence under 5,000 square feet. And it is good for 1 year. Now, I mentioned earlier, anyone can get a home warranty. There are so many different plans to choose from. So I could talk your ear off about all of our different plans. But there's several plans that you can choose for your home. We offer monthly rates where you can pay for your warranty monthly. I know sometimes sometimes it's hard to write a hefty check and you can just pay it monthly and there's no, basically it's an interest-free loan because there's no benefit to paying it all at once, really. And so you can just choose to pay it monthly out of a bank draft or a credit card. So, and those costs vary anywhere, depending on the plan you choose, $25 a month and up to $70. So it just depends on what coverage you want for your home.
Okay, Erica, we're going to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors and come back. And let's go into the different plans and tell about it. Like, if you have a swimming pool, you don't have a swimming pool, and then what happens and what doesn't happen.
Sure.
So good information coming up. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors.